On Wizard and the Bruiser, we find all those crazy little moments in geek history that made the things we love into inescapable cultural behemoths.
If you love video games, movies, comics, and anime, this is the LPN show for you.
But wait, Holden, it's not just educational. Shouldn't we talk about all those crazy boner jokes we make all the time?
No, Jake! No, we will not!
Fair enough! Last Podcast Network presents Wizard and the Bruiser. Find it on your favorite podcast app and hit that little subby-dubby button. Ooh, we would love it if you did that. Oh, that would help us out so much. God, wouldn't you love to do that? Don't I sound like the kind of person you want to help?
Like, hit the button. Like, just do it.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes.
Ooh, baby, I need your loving.
Got to have all your loving.
Baby, I need your loving.
Got to have all your loving.
I will not take four top slander.
No.
Anywhere within.
I can't believe we have to even have this conversation.
24-inch space around me is a four-top safety zone. All right, if you have anything to say about the four tops to me in a negative light and you're within a two-foot circle of me, you best back up.
Yeah.
Because then I spin punch. I spin punch.
Yeah,
if you
man.
Try to tell me that Bernadette is not one of the top pop songs of all time.
It is so goddamn good. Underappreciated.
They love them. Love Bernadette.
You know, I've seen Four Tops greatest hits compilations that Bernadette was not on.
Fuck that. Hit
Fuck
it.
Fuck that.
Hit it, Rob.
I want Bernadette.
Bernadette.
Yeah.
All right, cut it before we get sued.
She must have been hot.
No, I don't know.
Bernadette.
She definitely
How
was.
They scream it.
She was there. That's for certain. Side stories. You're welcome to it. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
Hey, how you doing?
And a part of the reason why we came in hot today is because I feel that this entire bullshit country of ours is suffering from the Four Tops erasure and what they still mean to this country. Now, for those of you that don't know, the Four Tops are an American vocal quartet, and they came from old fashioned Motown, a USA.
How many are there?
Depending on how many I've had. You know what I mean? Honestly, it's a good way that is a really good drunk test.
Yeah.
How many tops are there? But it was originally lead singer Levi Stubbs, Abdul Duke Fakir, Ronaldo Obi Benson, and Lawrence Payton. And they were together for over four decades, performing amazing hits from 1953 until 1997. And it's really sad, but they're now out on the road. There's still one original member left. His name is Abdul Duke Fakir. He's still out there. But today we wanted to start real quick with a cold open story about how one of the singers of the Four Tops was not believed. And this is where I want to start being like, believe all Motown singers.
Absolutely.
That is where hashtag yes. Believe all Motown singers.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like, you just trust him. If he's coming in and he's got sparkles on his socks, he's a Motown singer. Now, this guy, Alexander Morris, now he is suing a hospital.
He's the newest member.
And by newest, you mean?
Probably been there for like at least 15 years.
He's been there since 2018.
Oh, okay.
And he's newest by mean he is like the one who's going to die last.
Well, I don't know.
Not anymore. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he came in. He's doing the lead singing for right now, the Four Tops. They are on the road constantly, always working, never tiring. He had a lot of problems. Alexander Morris has had a lot of cardiac issues. He's 53 years young. It's sad. You know, it's actually not that far from us, but he had clear symptoms of cardiac distress.
Yeah.
He went into Ascension Macomb Oakland Hospital. This was in 2023, April of 2023. He said he was having problems, difficulty breathing and chest pains. And they said they put him on all of this stuff. They were going to put all they started the emergency process for him having a heart attack. And then he said, hey, which is also, it might be a bit much. This is the thing. When any celebrity, this is my people out there, people out there that are vaguely well known.
Yeah.
Before you say, hey, listen, I got to be protected from the fans, you might want to say, handle my heart attack first.
Yes.
Right. Just being like,
well,
get the heart attack out of the way.
Well, he didn't want his real name put into the hospital records.
He
did.
Because he said.
Because people, so TMZ combs that shit. Like people, like they release the information. Next thing you know, people are coming to the hospital.
Especially on the West Coast. And somebody like him, though, it's like, but it is interesting because he was like, hey, I don't want anybody to know. The four tops are in the emergency room. Yeah. Because as we know, and I know Gen Z, I've seen TikTok. I know you guys are all like, oh, Smokey Robinson can't sit down. I know how it is.
Happy
I
Chinooka.
Know, absolutely. I know. That, but he said, hey, due to my security, I'm concerned about being out here, having my name be on there. I'm concerned for stalkers and fans. They definitely have stalkers. Everybody that
the
unfortunately.
Four tops.
Yeah, they got stalkers.
That's sexy.
And instead of believing this man and saying like, oh, you know, they just assumed immediately, oh, he's completely insane. And they checked him into the psych ward.
Put
they
a just straight jacket on
go,
him.
Yeah. They made him take all of the stuff out of his pockets. They
refused to check his ID.
As he's having a heart attack. And he's like, look at my ID. It says it's a Four Tops themed driver's license. Like, it is incredible. I didn't know that they sold those, by the way, and I do want one of those. I want a podcaster. I want a licensed podcaster driving license.
I kind of want a Four Tops one.
That would be sweet. But so he said, hey, I'm a member of the Four Tops. They said, no, you're not. They went, they gave, and then they just fucking forgot that he was having a heart attack. They put him through all this, like, psych ward bullshit, and now he's suing.
He almost died.
He almost died. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
And what do we know, Eddie? What do we know? If you're going to lie about being a Motown singer, you're going to say
Temptations.
That you're in the Temptations.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Because there's 14 of them.
Yeah, no one knows.
All right, and it's, yeah, if you're going to choose Motown guy, of course.
I think there's five of them. And plus the band, plus the Funk Brothers.
But I didn't know which one was considered Temptation and which was considered band member.
Well, the band members are the ones that play the instruments.
But they don't play any instruments. They don't even play a drum.
The Funk Brothers are the same people who play on the Four Top songs.
No shit.
Dude, you never seen this?
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, they're one of the best. They have more hits than any other band.
This is not from the Wrecking Crew documentary, right?
No, they have their own documentary, Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
Oh, yeah. I got to see that again.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Oh, that's great. But it's sad because Four Tops being erased from pop culture, this is because of the erasure of Four Tops.
Yeah.
And we just have to remember, and you guys got to remember, and yeah, this might sound like old men talking, but no, it's fucking important.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, honestly, if you've never heard of the Four Tops, get the Reach Out album.
It's so
Sit
good.
Sit down with it. It's too good. Yeah. It is so good. Walk Away Renee is one of my fucking favorite songs
Hit
ever.
Hit it, Rob.
Yeah, baby. And when the sea is high, that pulls away.
Hey, cut it. All right, we're going to get sued. We're not drive time yet. Mm-mm. Soon, but not yet. So yeah, this was just one of these stories I saw and I was like, I can't believe.
These fucking monsters.
And I can't necessarily pick out the Four Tops, but I'd recognize if he told me that he was.
He says that the security guard ordered him to sit his black ass down.
That is not what
that
you
is
say
wild.
To anybody. Anyone. Especially one of the tops.
Oh, my God.
Right? No one says this to the fucking, any members of the Commodores.
It's Juneteenth, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking, what the fuck?
Seriously. Has anybody said this to members of the Miracles? Right? No, I don't fucking think so. All right? So, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I only hope that the Vandellas are treated with more respect.
Absolutely.
Now, next, a little bit of updates. All right, so we got a couple of great updates. Number one, chickens. We asked, as I always do, because why look up science? Now, while we're talking, you don't want to interrupt these precious bits.
Honestly, I feel like these emails teach me more than if I went and researched it myself.
This is what I'm saying, is that when I say, people make fun of me for making ridiculous requests of the side stores, yeah. LPOTL,
it's better than Google.
Oh, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
Because then I arrive and it's they're already curtailed. So I asked straight up, what are eggs from a chicken? And they are, it's periods. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chickens just have them
every day, apparently.
Yeah, dude, that's got to be exhausting.
Every day a chicken squirts out an egg for 4 to 5 years.
So brave.
It's almost like a punishment.
I think a chicken should be president. So the chicken can go through that. The chicken be able to handle Putin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Every single day.
From the cluck off.
Excellent. Funny stuff. Sounds funny. Yeah, sure. Funny little chicken-based joke. But that's actual hardcore fucking international politics. All right. This is
why
all about
the chicken cross the road
to go kick the shit out of Vladimir Putin.
Kill a bunch of spies.
You two get the fuck out of Ukraine. That's what that chicken did. But yeah, chicken, eggs, and periods. So I had 3 periods this morning.
Yeah. And roosters do fuck them to fertilize the eggs.
Yeah, I knew. I just didn't know we're just straight up eggs.
What
and why
I
we
didn't
had eggs.
Know was that sometimes a rooster will fuck a chicken, and if the chicken don't think the rooster's hot, she'll squirt out his jizz. That was in the email.
That's true quality. See, you try to fight that Supreme Court with her chicken president. Because chicken president will make it very legal for every woman to squirt out the cum of the guy they don't want to fucking have the baby of, all right? You know that's called a wet abortion. Isn't that funny? So, but yes, thank you. Thank you, Side Stories listeners. Really, honestly, learned quite a bit. People brought up again the rotisserie chicken mystery, which we've been covering. They said it was also really weird is that it was 100 yards away from the trail. So someone had to walk away to dump all the rotisserie chickens. What I also got was a very couple sensical responses saying that, like, they probably went bad. This guy just went to go dump them. I've also got more
trash cans.
Dude, our listening audience, and I mean this, is... Of all the weird, dark industries to be a part of, like, I have not gotten so many messages about, like, ever talking about, like, hardcore drugs or bootlegging alcohol or trying to help people get abortions across state lines, like that kind of stuff. But I've received so much email about family members of our listeners being involved in the illegal meat trade.
Yeah.
And how much illegal meat activity happens in this country. How often rotisserie chickens are just sold out of the backs of cars, stolen from grocery stores, which makes a lot of sense because we have a lot of people where I always feel bad when you see this, like, you know, I like my body cam footage, but I always feel extremely bad for people that are arrested for stealing groceries. I find that extremely sad because that's like one of those things where there's got to be a way for them to have that food. Like, that's fucked. Like, they should be able to, like, keep the food.
If you're stealing from a family market, I don't like it. But if you're stealing from fucking Kroger,
you got
take it.
Unfortunately, some people got to eat, and that's how they got to do it to eat. And it's really fucked, and it sucks. But, like, it's interesting. There's a whole side market for stuff like this that people are selling meat that they either get somehow, and they just sell it. So there's a lot of it. And I want in.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
No, it's how the mob worked with a lot of meat.
No, I want in. But you hear very little about the mob and meat anymore for some reason.
I feel like they're just, you know, not as active as they used to be in general.
They are not. They're mostly in the waste management. Mm-hmm. It's waste management and construction. And a lot of times they just flip the legit.
Yeah, there's too many cameras now to keep the illegal activities up.
Unless you own the cameras. And then then the cops come and you pay them off.
Yeah.
But it's mostly, you know, it's illegal shipping. Mm. We'll find out once I'm in there. That's right. New mafioso, Henry Zebrowski. Just joining, just trying to make a little independent mafia. Can't we support our independent mafia?
I'm sick of this Main Street mafia.
Fuck yeah, dude. What about the little guy?
Yeah.
The little guy who's trying to make it in the waste management business.
The Missouri Mafia.
There has to be some.
Yeah. Well, St. Louis is a lot of mob.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah. What do you got to do?
Rise from your grave.
All right. Which do we do first?
Well, let's talk about Karen Reed.
Yes. Thank you. That was what I meant. Now, I got a lot of mail asking for us to talk about Karen Reed in this trial. Now, for just a quick sum up, I've watched a couple hours of the footage. I've been watching the police testify. It is very interesting. So for those of you that don't know, Karen Reed is 44 years old. That is out of Mansfield, Massachusetts. They apparently they are involved, and they've pled not guilty to charges of including second degree murder and the death of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, who is a Boston police officer. Now, where all of this stuff gets really complicated is that essentially Karen Reed and John O'Keefe went out after a night of drinking. Now, this is a bunch of Massachusetts cops that are literally drinking and driving all night. Mm-hmm. Partying and doing a bunch of stuff that they're not supposed to do. So these cops, you see footage, Karen Reed, John O'Keefe kind of joking back and forth at a bar. You see this footage at the bar. They then leave. You then don't hear anything else for hours. We know that Karen Reed, John O'Keefe, and several other police went to go to some other second location for the nightcap.
Yeah, the house party afterwards. Yes, the after party.
The after party. And so apparently during that time period, John O'Keefe got lost in the shuffle. So John O'Keefe was supposed to arrive at this family of police's house, which I believe is and the house was owned by this fairly well-known police officer in the Boston area. So it was like a club where they also kind of went to go to hang out.
Yeah.
And so Karen Reed and John O'Keefe were supposed to meet there. They apparently, outside of this quote-unquote party, they say that they got maybe some form of altercation. We don't know.
They had been fighting.
They had been fighting.
Yeah, we know that through their text messages.
Absolutely. But, because there's nothing more, I got to say, I imagine, more reasonable than a Boston police officer and his very intense girlfriend.
I've known lots of police officers. They do date intense women, and they are, They yell.
Yeah. And so they went out there, and so they had this party. And so then John O'Keefe then is hit by, according to them, she backed him over with her SUV.
Yes.
And killed him and drove off, left the scene of the accident. Now we're like, this is kind of where it all spills out. So, yeah.
The scene of the accident is this police officer's house.
It's his driveway.
A different police officer.
Yes, a different police, where they all went to go hang out. This kind of like vaguely famous police officer, this guy that they've all known for a long time, a reputable guy. And so now they're saying is that obviously the prosecution is saying Karen Reed killed her boyfriend in cold blood in an accident and then left them to die. And mostly it's because of a misspelled Google search that came from, I believe it came from Karen Reed, that says how long someone die in colds, ostensibly, right? And so they're thinking she got into this fight with him, left him unconscious on the fucking lawn, and then expected him to freeze to death and I guess be covered up by snow. Well, not a lot of quote-unquote thinking was involved. But Karen Reed is presupposed that this group of police officers have framed her for murder. Now, it's the entire trial. It's fishy as fuck.
The whole thing is like there's so much more than you laid out a bunch, but there's so much more.
It's a lot. It's stuff like why was the glass found from the broken taillight that hit John O'Keefe supposedly? Why was it under the snow? Why did they have to go dig and look for it apparently several days later? It wasn't found on the night in question. And then there's the weird, all the guys that were all hanging out are all saying we didn't hang out. Yeah. We didn't go and we
were. Even though he was there and they were there.
Or there, that's kind of this big discrepancy about trying to prove whether or not he was hanging out with that group or not. They don't know. Why was John O'Keefe covered in dog bites?
He was bitten by a dog a lot. And it was a German Shepherd, and the guy who owned the house used to own the German Shepherd, and the dog has since been given away?
I believe, yes, they gave the dog away.
So, like, that, what's that?
I don't know. And then he also had the Michael Proctor, who was the head investigation, also then was forced in an extremely entertaining/humiliating fashion, forced to read these texts that he sent to his cohorts at the police station. Either, I don't know if it was necessarily co-workers, but people he knew, awful shit about Karen Reed, saying every word under the sun about her, you know what I mean? Like calling, like really, really intense. But again, that's not against the law to hate on somebody. But
no, especially if you think she killed a cop, and you're a cop, and of course you're not going to have nice things to say about her in private conversations.
But the fucked up, he said fucked up shit. He said stuff like, looking through her phone now, so sad.
No nudes.
Hey, hate that I can't find nudes. Yeah. Like shit like that. So he's all piece of shit. So they're sort of torpedoing Michael Proctor's character, but also trying to put this story together. But also, it's not a lock. about whether or not the cops did it. There is still that Google search, and there is still, like, they are still trying to say that the injuries match getting hit by a car, and they have experts on either
side.
Except
for the dog bites.
Except for the dog bites. Don't know where that came from. So it's a mess, but it's fascinating. And so we were, like, it's, to me, this whole trial is more about, like, how much evidence you have to roll into a courtroom in order to convince a jury that police have fucking framed you for a murder.
Well, now she's trying to take the stand.
Oh, of course, she wants to take the whole thing. And I'm interested to see. But it is a very, very, like, but it's...
There's lots of weird shit going on.
There's a lot of weird shit going on. I don't necessarily believe...
I think everyone's lying.
I think that there is a real story here that is much more fucked up.
Yeah.
That we just don't know about. You could, like, cops do cover for each other.
Yeah.
All the time. Especially if they can kind of validate what's happened. Like, let's say it was an accident.
We all know the thin blue line exists.
That's what they do. And the idea is that they, but to convince a jury of that is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
Because we are trained to trust the police. I mean, it's people like that that go against the fucking the grain, essentially. They literally are like fucking with their own perception of the police in order to hide behind it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who fucking knows? Who but knows if anybody's got a case against the police, it's this one. I haven't seen one go like this. Because normally, like, you hear frame, people scream frame all the time. And it's so difficult to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to piece it all together.
I mean, I imagine, like, you could do that Google search knowing that he was walking in the snow.
Or hoping he's dying.
Him. Or it could be one or the other. You could be concerned.
Or you did not. Maybe you're so hammered.
Yeah.
You don't understand that you just killed your boyfriend.
Yeah.
That is very possible. Utterly possible. Because you could do all of the shit. She could have been like, "It's a mailbox." I mean, you know, like, yeah, mailbox made a funny noise.
I think it's crazy that a police officer doesn't have like a Ring camera outside of his house.
Well, he probably did.
And he just got rid of it?
Yeah. That's the thing. If there is information on that Ring camera, that would have fucked with the police's story.
Yeah.
They would have deleted that.
And I'm sure that the inside of the house probably doesn't seem like it was a crime scene at any point.
Because they didn't. And then because when they showed up and they were like, oh, this is accidental vehicular homicide. And because the two of the paramedics, one says that Karen Reed said something along the lines of, I did this. And we just don't know whether or not you could take that as a confession or not. That was like one of those that's like a big contending point in this. And they then, because they immediately assumed it was accidental vehicular homicide or whatever that's called, manslaughter, they did not go in and investigate inside. And then the guy, the super important cop that was inside the house came out and said, all this stuff happened out here, which I totally understand because he knows what happens when police come in your house. Guess what they do?
They break all your shit.
Destroy everything. Yeah. They fucking rip down the curtains. They fucking rip up the, like, it's horrible. It's bad what they do to your house.
But he also had other bruises that seemed like he didn't get hit by a car.
There's a lot of weird shit.
It seems like he was beat up too.
We don't know, because that's the real main storyline is then what happened to him. Is that, like, these guys all dislike him? Because that's what they're trying. That's what's hard. Is that they're trying to say that the crew that was hanging out that night could have killed John O'Keefe themselves because they didn't like him. But that has to be set up, too. I have to see that as a juror, me. Mm-hmm. I love being an all-powerful juror at home.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. Because I just go, like, life, death. Like, as I'm watching him, being like, I don't believe you.
You're so ready for jury duty that you'll never get it because of that.
If we could do it over Zoom, that'd be great. You know what I mean? Honestly, if we can kind of fold it into my schedule, I would really enjoy it. If I could just do, honestly, you know when I'm best for jury duty? Around 11:30 after I've had a couple. Because that's when I'm really dialed
in. That's when the opinions start to flow.
Really ready to judge.
Can I give a hypothetical for this whole situation?
Yes.
I think, you know, there's no proof of any of this. This is just
proof. Yeah. We're still just talking about a trial. We are two fucking idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about a trial from the side.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything. But I will say that what if the situation where she hit him, he's fucked up, screaming in the front yard, they come outside, they already don't like him, and then just finish the job.
I don't know, Eddie.
You know, like that's
Eddie, that sounds crazy. You know? No way, Eddie. Yeah, that is very possible. But the thing is that you have to set up a motive, because that's the key. Why? What did he do to fuck? If I
he
hear
knows something about those guys,
but I need to know a hint as a jury member of what it is that why would they just kill their buddy? Why, if it did not happen accidentally, why did they just kill their buddy?
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy. And it's, they easily could have went over to her house and banged out that taillight and took the shit back.
The easiest, they already showed that how if Michael Proctor did want to do it, when they came back, they found that big piece of glass that came off of the back taillight. Mm-hmm. They found it under the snow. He was like, oh, look, it's over here. And he pulled it up. And then also, then one of the other police officers swear that they had prior footage of the car, the SUV in question, and the taillight was already cracked. So we don't know. Again, it's all, this is really going to be one of those where the jury is going to have to decide. Nothing's the full lock right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's another trial.
It definitely could be a hanged jury.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not going well. It's just like, you know, it's fascinating because you watch, and it really is, it comes down to that character assassination too. It's like once you watch the cops all being like, it's hard to believe them.
Yeah.
Once you see them calling a woman that's you're supposed to be your friend's girlfriend, and you're calling her the fucking British fun word, right, all over your fucking text chain, no one's gonna like you anymore.
Yeah, I think just for everyone, just throwing this out there. Not that I want to help criminals ever, but never text anything
ever.
Ever text anything. Don't instant message. Don't email.
You know what I've been doing recently? I write in the flesh colored tone of my belly, and that by just pushing my finger in, and then it goes back to pink.
There you go.
Yeah. So you don't even know records.
No
ever.
Records whatsoever.
None.
And you are pink.
Getting pinker.
Vividly so.
So yeah, this story coming out of Atlanta is completely insane.
It really is.
You could probably start with the main story, and then we'll cycle around to where this guy started.
Yeah. So like the main story is there was a fella who was not in the best of moods.
No.
And he hijacked a bus from downtown Atlanta with 17 people on board while holding a gun to the driver's head.
Whoa, like Keanu Reeves' Speed.
Well, I mean, the opposite. I mean, there was a bomb on the bus, and everyone who was on the bus was like, you know, like trying to be safe.
It's like Speed.
Sure. So this dude, he's bipolar, and he's been arrested 19 previous times. He's a full violent. He's been through a lot.
Crazy guy.
Yeah. And he killed one of the people, one of the hostages. He shot one of them and they died. And eventually he got caught and he got rid of the hostages. He gave them back and all that stuff. But the weird part is, right before he did this, there was another shooting in downtown Atlanta.
Yes.
That he was a witness to.
Yes.
And then he was interviewed by a reporter about being a witness to this other separate crime that was not him.
You know, we're going to see him. We got the footage because they released the footage of the interview. So we'll listen to the interview of this gentleman. His name is
Greer.
His name is Joseph Greer. Now, he was out in front of the Peachtree Center Mall, which is really, really sad because that's like right near the convention center, which is right near where Dragon Con is done. So it's you know, it's fucked up. Atlanta's intense.
I mean, you know, people get shot all over town.
This is supposed to make me feel better.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd say someone was shot down at LA Live recently. It just happens.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I've been there where he's talking about it. I made me personally kind of sad. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like when you meet a celebrity one time and then you die and then you get to have a great Instagram day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
For one day.
That is nice. So there you go. There's that.
Let's go.
Let's go to this video. It's the interview by a reporter 40 minutes before he hijacked the bus.
First, before I start to tell what happened, because this is making me a snitch, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm not snitching on nobody wrong, it's somebody bad. So.
This is Joseph Greer, the man I met on Tuesday afternoon after a shooting at the Peachtree Center Mall food court.
Well, at that time, we got behind the side of this, I'm sorry, I'm in a curve. Beside this Wells Fargo thing, so.
So you ran and hid?
At that time, because I've also heard shooting, I don't have a gun, dog.
This is the man authorities say hijacked a bus later that day.
I'm bipolar, let me tell y'all that. I'm on medication for like 2 weeks, but Grady gonna give it to me. So I'm leaving out the thing. So I see the shooter, you know what I'm saying? I guess the shooter, like, to me he a little, because I'm 6'5", 285, so this the first guy on the scene right here with the curly hair, with the waves. He didn't want to stop me from being...
The shooting at the food court Greer says he witnessed happened around 2:15 yesterday afternoon. I interviewed Greer around 3:45 for about 4 minutes before having to get back on live TV. At 4:20 that same afternoon, Greer is accused by Atlanta police of boarding and hijacking a bus and killing a passenger, 58-year-old Ernest Byrd Jr. Throughout our conversation, it was tough to keep Greer on track.
So you saw who you think the shooter was?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, talking crazy. And then a cop talked to him, he ran. That's when the whole shooting happened, so...
He tells me he's bipolar, had been off his medication for 2 weeks, and is in a, quote, manic episode.
Right now, I'm in an extreme mode, and it's like, when I seen him, I was in extreme mode. So I was already in this for 2 weeks, so it's like, he 2 weeks in, he about to get stabbed. I got knives, I got all on me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
pulled out
I protect
a knife,
myself, I can't get a gun.
Reporter.
Pulling out and showing me what looked like a utility knife.
Yeah, so he's not doing well. And he kept talking about how, like, he could take care of it himself, but he was in extreme mode, yeah. And he would have went over there, and he's lucky that he didn't get over there because he was in extreme mode. Then he showed the reporter the knife. And then what we said when we were watching the video before, because we're like, he keeps saying he doesn't have a gun,
yeah,
over and over and over again. But then he hijacked the bus with a gun, which makes me think he had a gun, like, the entire time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I think that most of the time...
It was a defense mechanism. The only correct decision this man made was not telling a person on camera he had a gun on him.
Well, he kept saying that he couldn't have one and couldn't get one.
Yeah, and he was doing that thing where he was, like, holding a watch.
Yes.
Like, he was going to sell it, but then he was, like, gesturing with it.
He was just gesturing with it.
Yeah.
He's in extreme mode, buddy.
Yeah,
he can't keep
a
watch on. First of all, where is he going? Did he have to catch that bus? Is that why you needed the watch?
Yeah. I mean, who knows what even made that escalate to the next.
I tell you what. It's jealousy. He was watching another crime happen, and everybody was getting super. He's getting all his attention. And he's sad because it's FOMO.
FOMO.
That's the whole thing. He wants to fucking be. He wants to be in there. He wants to fight John McClane. He thinks if he steals a bus, Keanu Reeves will show up to stop him on the bus, and then he'll get to meet Keanu Reeves. Because guess what? He's always in Atlanta filming.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a good idea.
That's where all the stars are. They don't even live here anymore.
That's good for them.
In LA, it's all like, all we got right now is like weird right-wing influencers. You got very intense Russian oil money.
Mm-hmm.
And nipples.
Yeah, lots of nipples.
That's what LA's got covered.
That thigh meat, too, you know, like,
ooh, yeah.
where you see, like... It's
not
like,
as much as that, but not still not the
with
same.
With the knee-high socks, and they got the short skirt, and it's got that little bit of thigh.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? That look.
What?
You know, like, when a lady wears, like, really high socks, and then she has, like, a shorter skirt on, and then there's that little bit of thigh.
Like Britney Spears?
I mean, yeah, lots of people.
Like, weird, like...
Do you not like that?
I mean, I'm
you
just
have to know what I'm talking about.
I never noticed it as like a look,
yeah,
like a normal look, like all the time look.
Mm-hmm.
Like I see it as sort of like if you're dressing as a sexy nurse.
Oh yeah, sexy nurses definitely wear it.
Or like sexy compression socks.
Ooh, sexy diabetes.
Sexy diabetes where the rest of you's looking good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going on the plane, baby. I need my squeezy socks.
Yes, guess what, baby? Your ankles are the only thing are going to be swelling on this flight. I look like I almost got diabetes of the dick and balls because they must need some sugar.
Yeah, speaking of swell, you looking nice.
Nice.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. I do think it should be harder to steal a bus.
I mean, you have a gun and you put a dude in a headlock and you put the gun against his head. I feel like that's difficult.
Well, what if you do a thing where you make all the wheels shut down and make it so they can't drive?
You hit the brake? Or take the key out?
I just mean there's like a fail-safe thing that you may pull out. Or maybe there's like a thing with bus drivers where they have to only your ID can turn it on. Like you have to put your finger down like you do with
the
MacBook.
Oh, you want special fingerprints?
That would be cool.
For the buses?
Would that be cool?
Yeah, it'd be great. But at the same time, he's got a gun to his head.
Mm.
And so you just put your fingerprint, you start it for him.
I'd be like, this bus is my son. If you steal this bus, you may as well steal my wife. You might as well just kill me. You're going to take it. Yeah. Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah. I voluntarily give it to you. Oh, you love sucking on guns.
Gar, where you want to go? Oh, where you want to go? Oh, you want to go? Oh, yeah. All right, Atlantic City Terminal.
Make sure you cradle the trigger.
Atlantic City Terminal, next stop. Next stop, everybody, we're going to be going a little faster time. Okay? Next up, my brand new co-captain. I love you, co-captain. You and me are going to be driving this bus for the rest of our lives. Thank you so much, Mr. New Co-Captain.
How long are you going to do this?
I'm wrong. What's your name, Joseph? That's the best name I've ever heard, Joseph. Tell me where you want to go.
Make sure to pull the cord when it's your stop.
Ding, ding. You're funny, Joseph. So you're not really going to kill me, right? There's no way to do that to your favorite bus driver.
He did kill a different passenger.
Yes, well, that guy was annoying.
There's a chance, I guess.
He was distracting.
Yes. You definitely should always say nothing when the guy hijacks the bus.
I'm in my lane. Got my AirPods on.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't even know.
Oh, yeah. You just like, get up and go to your stop. You know, like,
this guy's being aggressive.
Yeah, well, anyway. Got to go talk about cum. My bus stop is here. Better go do my job where I talk about cum a lot. Have fun.
You ladies cum?
Honestly, this is for my show. I need to know.
Live from your grave.
All right. Well, there's a new white meat in town, Henry.
Oh, shit. No, I don't need competition.
Yeah, man. Coming. Yeah.
No!
It's a new thing. It's been going on, and it seems like it's really helpful. There are plenty of these farms in Southeast Asia.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it is python meat.
Now, is this partially because we got a python infestation going on in the Everglades. We can fish them out.
In Asia.
Yes.
This is something that we should be adopting, but we're not.
Well, because this, so what is it saying that we should be eating snake meat?
Apparently, it's a really good idea to eat python.
Why?
Well, for one thing, it's a healthier meat.
It is?
Yeah, because it's muscly. It's like a white meat kind of.
Have you ever had snake?
No, I've never eaten snake. I want to try it now.
I've had snake.
Was it python?
No. It was just snake.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Someone, I tell you this story. I told you this story.
Where were you?
I was doing your Pretty Faces Going to Hell, and one of the makeup artists that was the human side, not the demon side, but they had hit a snake with their car and then cooked it. They ate a bunch of roadkill snake.
Okay.
And I ate a bunch of snake out of a paper cup. On
really?
Set.
You before you did a television show, before you were on camera, you ate snake out of a paper cup?
Because Adult Swim.
That is irresponsible.
It's not real television.
I wouldn't eat snake before doing this podcast.
You
much
should.
Less a television show.
You should.
No, you need, if you're going to eat something crazy out of a paper cup, you need time in case you need to recover.
I just went right to set. I did it on my way to set. I just ate the bunch of snake and it's not very good. Well, continue, please.
Yeah.
Why it's great.
Oh, it was hit by a car.
And but then it was cooked.
Makeup person. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was delightfully cooked. It's boiled rattlesnake, and you fucking sitting here complaining about it.
I won't let him come at you, Katie. And I'm sorry. You know who you are. But yeah, so I guess with python, what's good about it, because Rob just pulled up on southern fried python.
Yeah, no, it looks really good.
Ooh, big chunks.
The thing what makes it such a good farmable animal is how much they grow and how little water and food they need to survive.
We're already going to get pushback a lot from our snake community because our snake community feels very close to their snakes. But these would be ones that you're making for eating, so they wouldn't be as friendly.
They're kind of pitching it as a good replacement for pork.
Well, because pork is bad for the environment.
Yes.
The main thing with those big animals is that they're bad for the environment because of the farts.
Snake shit's easy to pick up and clean.
It is?
Yeah, there's just little pellets.
Really?
Yeah, and they barely, you don't need any water. They need 90% less sustenance than cows and pigs.
No, and I know that this will be a shift.
And they eat like rats and shit, so they eat the vermin.
So what are they saying now? So they are using this in Asia, and how much meat has this replaced in Asia?
I can't answer. But they've studied about 4,600 pythons, so it's relatively new, and it was farmed in Thailand and Vietnam. They were tested the effects during feeding regimens. The snakes were fed once per week,
and they're never force fed.
No, locally sourced food, including wild caught rodents, pork byproducts, and fish pellets, were regularly measured and weighed over the 12-month period.
Can I talk about an X factor here that I'm a little concerned about?
Just a farm full of snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's
no,
the
no.
idea of a field.
Yeah.
We just crawl with snakes, right? And then also, like,
containing the snakes seems like it's the biggest issue.
I feel that, like, pigs are cute, right? And yeah. That's fine. And that farmers are already, how do we put this, different.
Well, right? I mean,
farmers
not,
are different types
I
of
imagine,
people.
I imagine a snake is harder to fuck than a horse, a cow, or a pig.
But is that good or bad?
What, because you think they're going to be sexually repressed because they're not fucking the animals? Is that what your theory is?
What do they do then?
They live their lives like a normal human being.
But if you brought this up.
I didn't bring up fucking the animals.
No, you did.
You brought up fucking the animals.
You brought up fucking the animals, Rob. Did he not just bring up fucking animals?
I can't even remember anymore.
You brought it up.
Shut the fuck up. But look here, the snakes are in cages.
It's a farm.
Yeah, it's a farm. It's a snake farm. And to me, pythons, Henry.
Thank you. I was jinxed. So I wasn't allowed to talk. But it's like, I know, I understand that this, yes, I see what you're saying. The snakes, I just feel that it would make them worse. But no, you postulated, if you postulate that they are fucking these animals enough for it to offset other activities that they do. And now we're saying we're having an unfuckable animal is the animal that they are going to raise. What happens to the people?
I have way more faith in farmers than you do.
I never said anything about. I'm saying I want them to do what they need to do to take care of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So if that's what they got to do, I don't blame them.
Julie's out of town for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm masturbating. That's what you do.
Well, yeah.
You know, because
you're not a farmer.
Masturbate.
You don't have these tight horse pussies waggling around everywhere with no mouths to tell everybody what's going on.
We did recently learn that horse genitalia is very similar to human.
I'm saving that letter.
Yeah. We'll
for our letters section.
We'll get to it later.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll get to it later. But I think, yes, having thousands of snakes around seems dangerous and crazy.
Well, because then you go
pythons.
In and then, well, if you go in
and
to get
big.
That batch, right? Because how many pounds of meat can you get per snake?
Well, I mean, I don't know how big a python, but pythons can get up to like 15 feet, 16 feet long.
Cause you just
sometimes even 20.
So you just go in and you come running around, come running out screaming like you're Pee Wee Herman.
Is, if you forget to feed a python for months, it lives and doesn't lose that much body weight. Now, but if you keep feeding it, they grow fast. And so like, whereas like a cow, you'll need to have it around for a long time. Whereas like a python, it'll grow and within a year, it'll get huge.
What website is this, Rob?
ExoticMeatMarkets.com.
No, python meat. No, that's how much is that for? Wow, it's $100 a pound.
That's a lot.
That's a lot for python meat.
That's a lot for python meat. But it would be cheaper if it was a more oftenly farmed.
Of course.
Now, the one thing that strikes as weird to me is
how do you cull all these snakes? Do you have to gas them?
Oh, I imagine you just strangle them. You fight them with your
own
thing.
You mean to tell me that?
Yeah, you choke them out.
I feel like that's got to be an issue
of,
like, how do we go in mask?
You get the guy with the big hands.
Oh, yeah. The psychopath who just shows up and like, I'm just so glad that there's something.
Roberto Duran.
It's just so nice to have something legal to do. It's nice to have a job that the government can know. You know, like, and it's all he does is fucking strangle snakes
or punch him to death. Do you remember?
Wham! Slam him like a fucking old belt. You got to snap him. You got to snap him.
I think gassing him probably, I don't know. I don't want to eat anything that was gassed.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not good, right?
You probably shouldn't pull their brains out one by one.
No, it seems like it'd be difficult.
Put your backs against the wall. The best part is the snake is all back.
Which way is the back? Which way is the front?
Face the wall. You dirty snake.
Face the war, we will eradicate you.
Yeah, I think they have to kill him with hammers.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, but...
What?
Yeah, you have to bash their heads in.
I thought that was a bit. You have to kill these snakes with hammers?
Yeah.
So in order to get the supposedly fucking sustainable meat, mm-hmm. there has to be a psychopath that has to go out to a field with snakes
no
with a hammer.
No more cow farts. No more pink rivers of pig
sludge.
But
now I got the guy with the snake hammer that I can't put back in the fucking hold. Now I got the guy who's so used to killing thousands of snakes with a hammer, he's ungovernable.
Talk about it. That's who needs the release. Not the guys fucking the animals. But the guy's like, going to kill someone and he just let him bash a bunch of snakes heads in with hammers.
You don't think
and then we'll eat the snakes.
You don't think this is going to be like SEAL Team 6 where you're going to train him to do all this shit and then he's not going to know when to stop? Because you know those guys
hopefully
and still kill shit.
There's enough snakes. He'll be busy.
After you kill Osama bin Laden, are you allowed to kill anything you want?
I guess.
Side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com. Are they allowed to kill Americans? Just
if they're ordered to.
Right?
If they're ordered to kill an American, but I imagine they're...
But I don't think they're supposed to. Technically, they're not supposed to come against us?
I don't think... I don't know. I mean, if you're using SEAL Team 6 for something, I feel like that's past my grasp. And I imagine they would kill any of us if they had the chance.
SEAL Team 6 would be good with this. Snake Team 6.
Snake Team 6, yes.
That would be fun as hell.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I want to try this. I think it's... We don't really eat that many carnivores. And so I find that to be something that might be weird here.
They're gross.
We have alligator tail.
Well, they're
that's about it.
They're largely, we don't find them palatable as a species.
Mm-hmm. Well, fish, we eat fish. Fish eat fish.
But yeah, that's like not like a lion.
Yeah, no, I would
never. Lion meat is not supposed to be very good.
Yeah, dog meat's not very good.
Not necessarily, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Unless you raise them for meat.
Yeah, cats.
Yeah,
you know,
they're historically
good.
Extremely bad for meat because of the parasites that cats carry. Yeah.
Dolphins you can't eat because all the mercury.
But honestly, I still feel like we need to take care of them because they're the ones that are our real competition.
What do you mean? With who?
Dolphins, with us.
What do you mean they're our competition?
They got thumbs now.
No, they don't have thumbs.
Yes, they do. Look it up, Rob.
Who has dolphins have thumbs?
Yeah, they had a dolphin shot. They saw a thumb show up on a dolphin. And my first thing is, you need to shoot that thing in the fucking head.
Oh, he's got a deformed fin.
That's a thumb.
That's not a thumb.
That's a baby beginner's thumb.
If he was holding something, I would be, you know, he still like can only, if you play him in rock, paper, scissor, he can still only throw paper.
Without trigger discipline, that dolphin is as dangerous as Alec Baldwin.
I mean, yeah.
I'm
always
saying.
Got two thumbs.
Yep.
Wow.
See, that's fucking bad, dude.
I think he's just deformed.
No, but it's got two thumbs. It would be different if it was on both. If it was on one, then you'd say it's deformed. That's bad. It's got thumbs. It shouldn't have thumbs.
I think this is a deformed dolphin. As soon as I see a second dolphin with thumbs, I'll start getting more worried.
If there's more than one dolphin, but you agree, if we see a second dolphin with thumbs, we shoot it in the head.
Why?
Because it can't.
It's beautiful.
No, it's not. It's not. It's plotting.
We could train dolphins. We train them to fucking take our jobs.
They thought they could train Adolf Hitler.
Who?
The Nazis.
He created. What are you talking about? Now you're just trying to piss me off.
They said that he could train him. They thought that they could control Adolf Hitler too. Right? They thought that they could. They thought he was a boob.
This guy, look at him. He's smiling.
Yeah, he's smiling because he knows he's got the fucking, he could technically pleasure our wives.
I don't know if they'll have a good time.
Yeah, it'd be sharp.
Yeah.
The thumb is sharp.
You know, they don't want to have sex with their wives. You can just ask them. You can be like, do you want to have sex with my wife? And they'll be like,
you throw her in there.
Yeah.
They'll be fucking.
They do have sex with humans.
They do. We know.
Yeah, we know about that. We've seen the videos.
We really have.
I like the dolphins.
Good.
Yeah, I think we keep them around. If they get thumbs, we put them to work.
Just if I was a dolphin,
help out fishermen.
If I was a dolphin, you'd try to get me to go have a job. I'd be like,
they don't
know. Fuck you.
Dolphins love a purpose, like a dog. You put a backpack on a dog, it's having a much better day.
A dog doesn't understand. A dolphin knows it's getting worked.
Fucking guns on the side. They have dolphin military.
We do. We do have some with sensors and we can strap bombs to them and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool. That I think is cool. And if I was one of those, I think that would be cool. But you know what isn't cool, which is sad?
What?
When being one of the most athletic, powerful creatures in the jungle, but still being overweight.
But dolphins?
No, this other story.
Oh, Oh, yes. Well, they're not. He's not in the jungle. We love this guy.
This story is so... I'm actually inspired by this story because I've never heard of it being like this, but it's a wonderful animal story.
Mm-hmm.
This goes a Chinese zoo. Now, this is the Pan Zhihuahua Park Zoo.
Definitely, where is that?
I nailed it. Nailed it. Pan Zhihuahua. Pan Zhihuahua. Park Zoo.
Hua.
In the China's Sichuan province. There's this new leopard. China's, they call him Officer Clawhauser.
Because of Zootopia.
Because of Zootopia. And it is a very fat leopard.
He's so cute.
Now, the leopard's very, very cute.
I really want to, like, just spoon with this leopard.
It's 16 years old, which means it's been between 60 and 70 human years. So almost time for it to be president.
Yeah.
The zoo's assurances that the leopard was fat, but healthy. Right, because it's extremely overweight. And I think that's what's really interesting is they tried to make it lose weight and it won't.
Yeah, no, it refused to lose weight.
They put it on a strict diet. It's not losing any weight.
It's just fat.
It adjusted its feeding schedule, but they didn't know it could just get fat.
He's so cute.
All he knows is that he's got a dad bod.
Oh, he's got more than a dad bod.
And he's allowed to have it, but they're saying that they can't do it. Because they're saying right now they're just going to wait him out till he dies.
Yeah, they don't care.
He's 23 years old. 23 is the average age that leopards live to.
He's probably the happiest leopard in that zoo.
He looks happy. I sometimes think that fat animals aren't necessarily happy because I know that it's physically uncomfortable for them.
It's physically uncomfortable for me. I'm in a great mood all the time.
I know, but you also, I've seen you go like, my knees, my leg. Oh, my belly. Like, you know, it does happen. It hurts. It hurts
but I'm
to be
still
big.
Happy.
Yeah, of course. It's like how I feel. It's like, you know, if you had a tail, it'd be wagging.
Oh, for sure.
But you're still like
breathing heavy.
Yeah, breathing heavy.
Yeah. Rob does a lot of good work on the set.
He really does. He does. We have a Gandolfini like filter that cuts out the heavy breathing. You ever see the last movie he did with Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yeah, he just kept breathing to his love.
You just hear him breathing the entire time. It's not good. Yeah. But I hope for more for this leopard.
Yes.
I want them to be strong.
Or at least go out like Gandolfini.
Yeah, dude. Fucking bunch of fried prawns. Mm-hmm. Look that up again. I think we've done this multiple times.
I mean, yeah. His kid was there. Manny. Lots of booze.
Guess his acting spirit didn't jump into him.
No, certainly not. Certainly not.
No, because he really didn't. Yeah, piles of fried food. Oh, yeah. The final blowout meal. I always look at that. I love this fucking last thing.
Read it to me, baby.
Drinks and he ended up fucking.
Foie gras.
Yeah, dude.
Four rum shots, two beers, two pina coladas. It's not really that much.
Shimmer. Oh, everything Gandolfini ordered was fried, according to the waiter. Yeah, you don't know what's good, dude.
This doesn't say, I expected it to be bigger.
Yeah.
More, to be honest with you.
I think they had shots. It was mostly because they had all the fried prawns.
Yeah.
God, I think
there is a good
portions.
Chance this is how I go out.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I want to go like that, too.
I want
just
to go
not
like that,
wake up.
I just want to do it at like when I'm 60, though, instead of 50 like he did.
Yeah, I want to get to 80, but I just want to not wake up in that way where you just like have a big, awesome, crazy meal and just kind of die of smiling in your sleep. But I feel like it's not going to go like that. I feel like I'm just going to be screaming a lot.
Apparently, he was a madman.
Oh, so. Yeah, he was awesome.
There was like a whole doc about how much of a madman he is, and they decided not to release it.
No, Cervito said he was incredible.
Yeah.
He was incredible.
Well, no, he was great to the cast and he was very sweet and kind, but he would like go missing for days.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. He was a fun guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a fun guy. Old school fun guy. He just had his own schedule, man.
Yeah, he was
fucking Tony Soprano. What you gonna do?
And he would give all the actors cash too.
Crazy bonuses.
Yeah,
he told me, Cervito told me a couple of stories. Like he showed me some of the shit he got from Gandolfini. It's great.
Yeah, I love that shit. Oh man.
All right, well.
Do we get some mail?
Let's do some listener emails. Now, one thing I thought was interesting was that I got a lot of people mentioning the fact that when you do time travel, the Earth would also continue to spin. We talked about one of the main issues. And how, like, probably and move. And that one of the biggest fallacies of time travel films and any sort of time travel media is that where would the Earth then be when you move into another space? If the source is localized, if like let's say you move in a, let's say the time machine is in a static period or space time point, right? Then that means it's going to stay there. So the time increases, but then everything else moves except for that static point.
That static point is more attached to outer space than it is to, actually on Earth.
Well, it's attached to you and your time versus everything else. So now all of a sudden you are the same time and the space is in the same time, but the location itself has moved because of time.
Even if you travel because you're in space-time.
Space-time is its own specific measurement, right? Because it's the amount of movable space.
Yeah.
Right? That's where you're in.
Well, isn't the universe always expanding?
That's all, we don't know.
But I've heard that.
We've heard a lot of things.
Okay.
We've heard a lot of shit, buddy. They've said that there's one idea that we're doing a grand sort of accordion-like thing, that we are constantly expanding, we may contract. There's some people, they're saying that we're expanding. There's some expanding and we never will stop. We will never contract. There's some people saying that we're contracting. There's some people saying that we don't even, that is, the universe doesn't work like that, that we're abutting against other universes and we're seeing that's why universes pop. That's like one of those weird things. Also, maybe this idea that our localized version of time doesn't really exist and we are currently in another realm, like, you know, that then we're in the simulation theory.
Yeah.
A lot of different ways.
But the universe, I mean, it feels like it has to always be expanding.
There is rationale to say that.
Because otherwise it's just endless everything.
Or there never was ever an end to anything.
Yeah.
And then it's always been this way. Because technically the Big Bang Theory is also a theory.
But then why is it banging?
Because God did it.
No, God's got nothing to do with
it. God made a big fort.
So is God...
Unless gods are an alien from another species made us.
See, that's my problem with God is, are you telling me that God is in charge of Earth and all the other planets, or do we got our own God and he has a meeting with other gods for other planets?
You're stumbling upon in a whole world of theology and philosophy.
Yeah. And does the God for Pluto, he's got nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
You know, he's just fucking all day sitting, long, picking his ass, doing fuck all.
Jack dick. Yeah. But you know what? Just having this conversation makes me hard as Christ on the goddamn cross.
You love it?
God, I love this because it's important to really look at the facts of our reality and how there aren't any.
Yeah, no, there really isn't.
We know absolutely zero because one of the worst parts about trying to have a quote unquote objective piece of information is separating our own consciousness from learning it.
Yeah.
And how deep can you look into your own consciousness?
That's why I don't leave Burbank.
Fuck yeah, dude. to answer Eddie's question, diapers do in fact conceal erections.
Oh, thank God.
You know, so don't worry. Our 80s are saved.
We won't get
canceled in the nursing home. The adult diapers cover a lot of real estate and have a generous stretch, so leakage is minimized.
Thank you.
So really great. So you really can kind of tough it out there. So you don't have to bust through.
Mm-mm.
You can just put it through the little material. So put it through the little tape hole. And fuck that way.
Yeah.
Especially if for some reason medically you no longer have a butthole. And it happens. It happens. All right. Now this is...
Where do you want to move on to?
Oh, God. I just want to move on past my life. But I have to read these emails.
The dick biting one?
No. The reason why I'm even doing this is because the Armin Mivis series got such a great response. And
that last episode was really disgusting.
Yes. And, this is worse because we got bad emails, but I love our people.
See, I don't find this worse than what Armin and Bernard did.
Yes, of course. No, this is literally nothing could be worse than what they did.
Yeah.
So this is less worse. My ex-fiance enjoyed having his dick bitten during blowjobs.
Mm-hmm.
When we first got together, I thought it was crazy, but I wasn't opposed to trying it. What woman? Fucking wouldn't I get? I thought you want me to bite it. All right.
I think these are two dudes.
Wow. At first, I kind of bit softly. Why is it more understandable? At first, I kind of bit a bit softly, and he told me it wasn't hard enough. And that's how I learned how resilient the human dick is.
Mm-hmm.
I chomped on that thing hard. Let the cars out. Through the course of our multi-year relationship, and every time I was surprised I hadn't drawn blood. One time he did tell me it was too hard, and I felt a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
As the biter, it was more fun to do it when it was hard than soft. When it's hard.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Even I could see the fun of that.
Yeah.
I've chewed on many dildos.
Yeah. It's like a Slim Jim or chewing gum.
Oh, yeah. When it's hard, it's kind of like chewing on a really thick rubber band. Yeah.
Sure.
Soft is exactly what you'd imagine biting a soft dick is like.
I feel like you would have a chance of hurting your teeth when it's a soft one.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely crack your front teeth together. Yeah. Knowing how hard I would be biting down on a thing, I would be truly terrified if someone was able to rip off a dick with just their mouth. I would be really horrified. And after the relationship ended, I dumped him after he got mad and threw my cat. When I hooked up with guys, I had to consciously stop myself from biting their dicks. Because at that point, it was just muscle memory. Now I'm married and my husband doesn't even like oral that much. It's wild to me. Then I went from biting into a cock multiple times a week to hardly ever having one in my mouth. But hey, that's life.
That's life.
That's life. Hey, man, tell me. You don't know where you're going to be in a year. I'll tell you that. You never know. Because next year, guess what you might be doing? Chomping on a pussy.
Chomping. Now, they were a fiancé.
That's nice.
Imagine that. You're about to marry someone and then they fucking throw your cat. I'd be furious.
I'd be pretty mad how long you've been biting my dick.
Well, they were required to bite the dick to stay in the relationship.
Here's for biting my dick all the time.
Yeah. We got a penis info dump.
Do I have to do this?
No, you don't have to do anything. We could just go home if you want to. You're the boss.
I feel that because this is several paragraphs describing
random dick facts.
Well, it's all about comparing horse dicks. This is like an equine surgeon talking about how similar horse dicks are to human dicks and how
the
surgeries on the horse dicks.
You got to cut horse dicks off. What do you even use for that? Like a table saw?
Hedge clippers.
Yeah.
Something big. And you know what? There's nothing I like more than the fact that you sat and wrote this email out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm going to come here. I'm going to come back around to it.
Okay.
I feel if we give ourselves a little bit of a break on some of this material.
Yeah.
Because it's really just about how penises are tubes filled with blood.
Yeah.
It's all it
is. Which we know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, filled with blood.
And I feel like biting it's enough.
Yeah, biting's enough.
Yeah. Really, really, honestly, and I just want to say thank you guys.
Thank you.
Because without your energy here, we'd be lost, you know? Love every day, knowing for a fact the audience knows more than me and I love it. I want to know more than me and tell me stuff so I can laugh about blood-filled spongy tissue inside of horses that need to be cut open again and again and again and flayed open again and again and again. And then I guess you just get to live with that as an equine surgeon. But you know what I got to tell you, man? Fucking keep smiling. Keep shining. Knowing you can always count on me. Oh, show.
I like that.
Just walk away, Renee.
Buddy,
you won't see
four tops,
me follow you back home.
Go to patreon.com/lastpodcast on the left to hear us do this live.
Are not the same.
Twitch.tv/LPNTV. Come and see us do this at Side Stories Live. We will be covering the four tops, the entire greatest hits collection, at our Side Stories Live. We
Chicago.
Will be doing Chicago.
Park West, baby.
We're coming out. Lastpodcast.com. Buy tickets to see us yelling and screaming at you. It's going to be great. We really are. This has been a lot of fun, Andy.
It's been a lot of fun.
You want to leave them with anything?
Listen to The Brighter Side. Sure. I feel like Amber and I really hit a groove. It's real nice. Oh!
Oh, yes.
And what's it? Tell us about Good Pud.
Oh, so just so you know, the original 9 episodes of the Good Pudcast, for some reason that we put together during COVID, are now bumped to the top of our Patreon on patreon.com/lastpodcast on the left.
Nice.
So that you can get yourself ready for the fact that Good Pud is coming back. We got our streams coming back on Twitch this week on Thursday. That's tomorrow.
Really?
Yep. We're doing that at 6 o'clock. That's coming out. And then the Good Pudcast will be arriving as well. It's got hot puds and even hotter topics. We're talking about
puds.
Rising fascism.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
A good pud?
Oh, yeah. Talking about...
What would be Hitler's favorite pudding?
Ooh, Jewish caca. He liked that boo-boo.
Well, no, he hated them. He wouldn't eat their shit.
Oh, no, but he would... here's a fun fact. he would choose a lady of the Jewish persuasion to come into his offices, and then she would piss and shit in front of him.
Yeah.
And he'd like that. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Weird guy, right?
Yeah, he seems off.
Yeah.